We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Peches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Pei Zayin Amud Beis, approximately 15 lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line, Tanan Hasam. Tanan Hasam. Six lines from the short lines, in the middle of a line, Tanan Hasam. Tanan Hasam, we learned to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Maseches Tainis, I think. It says in the Mishnah like this: B'shloisha prakim b'shana, three times a year, kahanim noisim eskapeim arba pam b'yayim. There's three times a year when kahanim do birchas kahanim four times in a day. What are the four times? B'shachris, b'musif, b'mincha, uv'ne'ila. The four times are b'shachris, musif, mincha, and ne'ila. They will do birchas kahanim. V'ne'ila sharam. Beilin and Shloisha Prakim. What are the three times a year? The tiniest of Amadas v'Mekapurim. By tiniest, that's tiniest Sibur that for the rain, and of Amadas, that's four times a week. The certain Yisraelim were set aside to be to fast and to daven for the Kabbanis. They were split up into Mishmaris. So just like there's a different Mishmar every week as Kahanim, there's a different Mishmar every week to daven for the Kabbanis, and they used to fast from Monday through Thursday. That was Kuma Amadas. And then Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur also, they also have Ne'ila. So there's three times a year, it could be something more than three, but three types of, tiny Amadas and Yom Kippurim, three types of Tilas that they have Ne'ila as well. It's tiniest Amadas and Yom Kippurim. Actually, Rashi asks that there's no Musaf on a tiniest. There's no Musaf on the day of Amadas. So what does it mean that they do Birkas Kahanim four times a day? So Rashi says it just means that all the tefillas get Birkas Kahanim. It means there's three times a year, which means Ma'amadois, Tainis, and Kippur, where all the tefillas get Birkas Kahanim. Now, why usually don't you do Birkas Kahanim by Mincha? The reason is because we're worried about Shichrus. Usually Mincha is after you eat, and when you eat, but you drink wine. If you drink wine, you're stickle drunk, and therefore there's no Birkas Kahanim. But on a Tainis, you don't eat or drink. Therefore, there's no chash of being drunk, and therefore, you can have Birkas Kahanim by Mincha on a Tainis. So these are the three times a year where you have Birkas Kahanim the entire day. Again, it doesn't mean three times; it's more than three times because Ma'amadas was four times a week. Just meant for certain people, you had Ma'amadas. What? Every single day, not every day, year. No, four times out of a week, 4 to 7. Yeah. But it could be Lema'isa for a Yachid. It wasn't. It could be that much because they switched off every week a different Mishmar. But it just means three type of days. It doesn't mean 3 days. It means three prakim, three types of times. That there's Birkas Kahanim the whole day. Three types of times. Tainiyos, Ma'amadas, and Yom Kippurim.
Ma'amadas should be only those people who are fasting.
It is only those people. And everyone else says, only the people who are set aside to be Ma'amadas. Zok the Gemara, my Ne'ila Sharm. What does it mean, Ne'ila Sharm? What type of tefillah is this? We know about Shachris, Musaf, Mincha. What exactly is Ne'ila Sharm? Rav Amat Shloisi Yisarta. It's another davening of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a new Shemoneh Esrei. Like we have it. Shmuel says, no, it's a tefillah of ma'anu ma'chayenu. It's not a new Shmuel Esrei, right? The tefillah ne'ilah is an extra tefillah that they say, ma'anu ma'chayenu, and we say part of this tefillah at the end of the davening by Vidui. We also say this type of tefillah, but it's a different tefillah of ma'anu ma'chayenu. It's part of the tefillah of Ati Yadei Razi Olam, and part of that tefillah, That's of Shmuel. That's the whole thing for Shmuel. That's the whole din that you say. It's part of the tefillah of Atanoisi Yad L'Poshim by Ne'ilah. By Ne'ilah we say Atanoisi Yad L'Poshim Yemincha Pshut L'Kav L'Shavim. Further and further, and we say V'Ati Yedeya Shach. We say the Rima of Seleil Fikah Chabesas Tichasenu Ma'onu Mechayenu Machastenu Matzikenu Ma'Yisurasenu Ma'Kachenu Ma'Gvurasenu Ma'Neil Fnecha Hashem Akim Ma'Vsenu Loka Gavarim Kavnecha. This is the tefillah of Atanoisi Yad L'Poshim in Ne'ilah. So according to Shmuel, that is the whole Ne'ilah, to say this tefillah of Ait and Noisin Yad L'Poshim. So that's what Shmuel and Rav holds it's a new Shmuel. That's right, and Shmuel holds it's this tefillah of Ait and Noisin Yad L'Poshim. So the Gemara, Meitzvei, and ask your kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel holds that Ne'ilah, Sharm is not a Shmuel, and ask your kasha on that. Meitzvei, or Yom Kippurim, the evening of Yom Kippur, Mespal Sheva, Mesvada. You day davin seven brachas, because that's Shmuel Esrei, and they say vidu v'shachris v'spal sheva v'svada, and shachris also v'spal sheva v'svada, v'musiv v'spal sheva v'svada. You daven Shmuel Esrei of seven brachas, and you say vidu v'mincha v'spal sheva v'svada, v'mincha they daven Shemnesu with seven brachas and say Vidu ibn Elam is Spal Sheva Masvada. So what do you see? You see clearly in this brisa that ibn Elam is Spal Sheva Masvada, that you have a Shemnesu. It's clear. We had this brisa in Mesechtes Pesachim at the beginning. Or Yemakpurim with Or Larva. So we had a discussion about that. Vesu Tanya, and take out the word Tanya. Vesu Tanya, not a brisa, also not like Shmuel. It says Yemakpurim Kashecha. Yom Kippurim in the evening, by Neil time, Espal Shava, Om Esvada, and you say, Vidu, Vechoysim, Vidu. Divra Meir. Meir holds that instead of that the middle bracha, they end with a Lashon Vidu. Instead of the bracha we have, Selech, Mechelav, and Seinu, they end off with Choysim, Vidu. That's what you say. You don't say Vekadish Yisrael and the whole, and you say, Akel Ha Solchon, that's the Lashon. And Chomim say, no. Chomim, Espal Shava, you daven Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachas, and Rosh Lach, Vidu, Choysim, if you want, you can end off. But if not, you do the regular ending of the bracha. Balkaponim, we have here two brises that say clearly that Ni'ila is seven brachas, so it's a Shemoneh Esrei. Tiyufta the Shmuel, Tiyufta. It's Taka, it's a slug up of Shmuel. Shmuel is proven wrong here, and that here we daven Ni'ila, we daven seven brachas, not just the bracha of Ata Noisin Yad Lepashim. Ula Barav, Nokas Kameh de Rava. Ula Barav was davening for the Omid in front of Rava. Pasach Ba'at Baratanu. He started Ba'at Baratanu. Visayim, and he ended his tefillah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Bema'onu Machayenu, which is Shmuel's tefillah. Vishabche Rav Huna Breda Rav Nokas. Vishabche, and Rava said, you did a good job. Why? Because you included both Rav and Shmuel, and you did a Shemoneh Esrei, and you also did the bracha of Ma'onu Machayenu, so he liked that. Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosan Omav Yochid, when do we say it? Omra Achat Tefillah, so we say it after our Tefillah, which is the, what we said before, we say it by the Vidui, after Tefillah Tefillah, we say this Nusach of Ma'onu Machayenu, which starts with Atta Noisin Yad Lepashim. If you see the Tosfos Hashanim, the Ramask of Asayim Ba'onu, the Tosfos Hashanim says, V'haynu Tefillas Atta Noisin Yad Lepashim, V'kach Onu Noigim. So it's almost like we say, Tosfos Hashanim already points this out, That's what we say. It's part of the tefillah of Atanos and Yad Lepoishim. So what do you want to write? Omer Rav, tefillahs ne'ilah b'teres sha'arvis. The tefillah of ne'ilah parts you from davening ma'ariv. Rav is assuming that you daven ne'ilah after nightfall, and therefore he says that parts instead of ma'ariv you have ne'ilah. Rav l'tamei, domet slosi yaseri. It's Rav l'tamei holds that Neila is a Shemoneh Esrei. According to Shmuel, that's not a Shemoneh Esrei. It definitely will not pat the Ma'ariv. But according to Rava, holds that it's a Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, he says the pat is the Ma'ariv.
What do you say?
What?
It's
a Yisera about Yom Kippur. It's another Yom Kippur davening. But it's actually going to pat the Ma'ariv also, but it's a new Yom Kippur. It's another Yom Kippur tefillah. And the Chiddush is that since he's saying it at night, you pat from davening Ma'ariv. But even the Tzolilei, Suloi Tzarech, since you davened, you don't have to say anymore. Like Rashi says, Meshech HaShecha, Suloi Tzarech, since it was night already, you davened this tefillah, you do not have to daven again. It sounds like from here that you chayiv in Ma'ariv, but you patted it with the ne'ilah. Rav says, we pass the command of the Amahol, that tefillah Arvis is a reshus. So then you don't need to pat anything. It's not a chayiv in the first place. And for the Gemara, we're going to the Yom Echoy Bekama. Rav is going, even if you hold that, you have to have Ma'ariv, still, Ne'ilah Patas Yechiyav Ma'ariv. Now, it's very important to speak out what Tosfos says, you have this in Masechtas Brachos also. When it says Tefillas Arvis Rishus, it doesn't mean you have a choice if you have Ma'ariv. It's not what Tefillas Arvis Rishus means. Tefillas Arvis Rishus means that you can't revatl it, but if there's a mitzvah, a veres, then you're allowed to be mevatla. That's what it means. It means mitzvah veres. So they were Tosfos says, "Hey, Lera Gemara. Our Gemara says be Rav. Why was saying Patr? They not chayiv. Yeah, everyone knows you really have to daven. So what's the problem with the Gemara? And for Tosfos says that here, if you missed it, it wouldn't be v'chinam. Why? Because Yilel Yom Kippur, a mitzvah to troyach v'lahachin tzar kesuda. It's a mitzvah to make a nice suda. Have a ke'en yontif. That's what Tosfos says. Have a ke'en yontif. Gemara medrash. The matzah Yom Kippur and basko yotzev leich el b'chabasim chalach mecha. That's what a minig is to eat pleishik so much to Yom Kippur. Because it's a yontif shtickel. It's a yontif. Because it's a yontif. That's why. And therefore, there will be a havenish that even that if you hold reshus, then you wouldn't be chayv da marv at all because it's a mokka mitzvah.
No, it's not mokka mitzvah.
The mitzvah is after marv. Right, no, the shas night already. The by shas marv, very mitzvah. Yeah. So that's what comes out. So then therefore that's the Gemara says no. He's going from them holds chayva. Chayva means even makom mitzvah. You have to have a marav. That's what Rabbi was saying. Mitzvah. That's your kasha. This is now. Speaking about the shaila is does neila pat the marav? So Rabbi said the neila is pat the marav. Mitzvah. Or yom kippurim. Mispal sheva misvada. The night of Yipurim, the first night, you daven Hashem Esrei, you have seven brachas, which is Ma'ariv, and then you say Vidu, Shachris, Sheva, Umasvada, Musaf, Sheva, Umasvada, Mincha, Sheva, Umasvada. Then it says, Bene'ilo, Mispal, Sheva, Umasvada, and then it says, Arvis, up to Ma'ariv already, Mispal, Sheva, Ma'ariv, Esrei, you daven also Ma'ariv, you got to get a break, because in Stelum is fasting, therefore, you say the first three brachas, then you say Havinenu in the middle, that bracha covers all the other Shemoneh Esrei Dikra brachas, and then you say the last three brachas, that's the Tanna Kamma Shita. What? I know, yeah, so let's put it in. Rechli Begamil, Meshmah Vaisav, Mispal Shemoneh Esrei Shleimus, you daven regular Shemoneh Esrei, why? You have to say Atachan Antanu, and if you say Havinenu, you don't have a Chayin Adas. So therefore, you say the whole Shemoneh Esrei because of this. So if they gave you a break, a Matzah Yom Kippur, because you're fasting, and it's a big tircha, so therefore there's a shaila if you had to daven. But what do you see up upon them? Do you have to daven Meirev? The only shaila is what size Meirev? A full Meirev or a little abridged Meirev? But either way, you have to daven a Meirev. So it's a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara answers, Tanoi. It's a machloikis Tanoi. I'm going to show you that's Mechalikas Tanoim. And then the Mechalikas Tanoim will be really, when is the Tefillah Ne'ilah? Is the Tefillah Ne'ilah at night or in the afternoon of Yom Kippur? And that will be the Nafkamina if it's Pater's Ma'ariv or not. Tanoi, the Tayyalintan of Braisa. Kol Chayavit Tefillahs, Toivim Kedar Kaviyem Kippurim. All Chayavit Tefillahs, all different Tumas that are Chayavit Tefillah, they're allowed to be Toivim Yom Kippur. Because it's not a Rechitza Shal Tainug, it's doing it for the mitzvah of Toiveling for Tumah. What are examples? Anida or Violedas. Toiveles Kedar Kamei Kippurim. Anida Violedas, where their tefillah is always at night, they're Toivel on the night of Yom Kippur. Valkeri, if someone comes Valkeri sometime on Yom Kippur, Toivel Vahilach Adam Mincha. He can be Toivel the whole day until Mincha. But after Mincha already, he can't be Toivel anymore because there's no more tefillahs of the day because this Tana of the Rabbanon here, the Tanakama holds that Ne'ilah is Yidavan at night. Since he's davening at night, there's no reason for you to be tevil on Yom Kippur. Be tevil after Yom Kippur, and you don't have to tevil on Yom Kippur anymore. You'll have to tevil the whole day, because the ilah, even for the tzarech ne'ilah, because the ilah also is a tefillah by day. So what's the machlekes? Tanakama and Rav Yosi. The machlekes, Tanakama and Rav Yosi is ne'ilah at night or by day, and that's the biur machlekes. Could you be tevil after Mincha? According to Tanakama, you can't be tevil after Mincha, because not tzarech hayom anymore. Ne'ilah is after dark. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Yosi, the ilah is by day, and therefore you can retire for that. So therefore, the Gemara says that's the machlokes if it's patas. According to Rav, he held in tefillah was at night, therefore patas ma'ariv. But according to the brayse that we brought, that he still have to daven ma'ariv, is going according to Rav Yemah holds that the ilah is by day. The ilah is by day, it definitely does not pater ma'ariv. Now we pass in l'alcha ma'isa that if someone becomes about keri on Yom Kippur, he does not toivel, and obviously all the ones also not. But the Mishnah Paskin's top phrase should give him Sifir Aleph. It says, "Va'asa lirchas gufay litpal." If you come to Alkari, af pish v'shayim with shana ragel litol with the tefillah. Even though usually it's tovel, he can't be tovel on Yom Kippur. Aye, lachari, why not? Talk to Mishnah Berurah, why not? There's manas that in tzarch tefillah of Alkari Medina loyal to tell the tefillah. Something like chumrak, the opposite of peiches. Ve'en lehat the mishumza iser rechitza. They can't be mat the iser rechitza for that reason. Praying about Akasha of Raminu, and that's your steer to this brisa. Raminu, it says in the next brisa, Hazov vahazova vahmetzayr vahmetzaras, different type of tumas, uboyal nida, vatami mace, toivlin kadarka biyamakapurim. They could toivlin kadarka biyamakapurim. Again, in the time of the Gemara, the tefillah was a mitzvah, and they were makbar on tumva tyra, and therefore they were allowed to toivlin kippur because it's not called rechitza shal tainu, it's not called washing yourself to enjoy yourself. Nida viyaledas, tevelas kadarka biyamakapurim, they toivl like regular on the night of Yom Kippur. Balkari, now here's the problem. This Bryson says stira the Tanakama on Tanakama, Rabbanon on Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yosi on Rabbi Yosi. Basically, Kash is Rabbanon on Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi on Rabbi Yosi. Because this Bryson is like this: Balkari Tovahel Kol Yom Kuloi. Balkari can be Tovahel the entire day. Before we said that the Rabbanon, the Tanakama said Tol Mincha. Here it says Balkari Tovahel Kol Yom Kuloi. Rabbi Yosi Yom Mincha V'Lamayla In Yochel Litvol. It can't be Tovahel. So it's a stira. It's a theory. Before we said Rabbi Yosi said, Kol Ayoyim, why? Because he holds the Ne'ilah by day. And here it's saying, Men Mincha V'Lamayla In Yochel Litvol. So Gemara says, like Kasha. Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi is not shver. Had the tzali tefilas nila. Had the tzali. The first brice that says he could be tayvel stole according to Rav Yosi because he didn't daven neila yet, so he could be tayvel tzarech neila. Mashenkin, the second brice that says after mincha you can't be tayvel is going in a case where you daven neila already. If you daven neila already, you can't be tayvel. So where's the kasha? Either tzali. If you daven the eel already, so why would the Rabbanon say you could tayvel the whole day? My time out of the Rabbanon. Why would the Rabbanon say you could tayvel the whole day? You already daven the eel. So more answers, Kusavri Rabbanon tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. Rabbanon hold a tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. Means the second brisa, Rabbanon hold tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. So really daven the eel already. Why would I tayvel b'akeri? Because tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. And the first brisa is a different Rabbanon. The first brisa obviously holds tefillah b'zmanah lav mitzvah. He says you can't be tayvel after mincha. And they were talking about a case where you didn't daven the ila yet, and the ila is at night. So it's really two machlekesim, like Rashi points out. Two machlekesim. The first brisa they argue when the ila is. The second brisa argues of tefillah b'zmanah mitzvahi. And Rabbi Yosi himself holds tefillah b'zmanah lav mitzvahi. That's why here you can't be tayvel after mincha. And before, the only reason you go tayvel is only because of the ila. So you're telling me Rabbi Yosi holds tefillah b'zmanah lav mitzvah? Bechlal, the Rabbi Yosi saw a lav mitzvah, but Tanya went to the brisa. Hareish shehoi yashem kosov aleha. We had this before on Daf Ches. Hareish shehoi yashem kosov al besaroi. If someone has a shem Hashem engraved in his basar, so halach is hareish lo yirchatz. You shouldn't wash yourself. Lo yosuk shu shmir yourself. Lo yamid makim atinayfis. You shouldn't stand in a place where it's dirty because it's not covered for Hashem's name. Or you're not allowed to wash yourself. You might rub it off. What happens if you have a tefillah mitzvah and it's damar loy tefillah mitzvah? If you have to tevil in a mikvah, now you're worried you might rub off the shem Hashem. What do? Karachalav gemi. You tie on it a little like piece of reed to cover it. But you are the tevil and you go down and you tevil. If you don't have to cover it, just go be tevil yourself. Just don't rub it. And what's the machlekes? Because the Tanakhama says you have to wait for a gemi. Rabbi Yosi says don't wait for get a gemi. Just tell right away. Tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah, and just be careful. So we came along. But tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah pligi. They're arguing tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. So what was Rabbi Yosi hold? Tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. Says you don't need a gemi. Go right into the mikvah. So it's a stira. Before we said right, the second brisa says that Rabbi Yosi says because you already davened the ilah. I tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. No, he doesn't hold tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. Here it's muchach, he holds tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be tayvel in the right time because it says, even at a gemi, go be tayvel. So my answer is, there's two Rabbi Yosis. Ahu Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehudihi. The Rabbi Yosi who holds that there is no tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah is Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, this is in Sechus Nida where someone mixed up her tefillahs and she has to make 35 tefillahs. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Just do the last one, the end of the time. Do the tefillah, that's enough. You don't have to do tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. So basically, who the holds, you don't need tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. That's the second brisa, and that's second brisa, and that's this brisa of b'achrayna. The brisa that says that when you tevil with a shem Hashem on your hand, you don't have to wait for a gemi because it's a mitzvah, that's a different Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. It's a different Rabbi Yosi, so two Rabbi Yosis. That's the answer to this theory. Someone who chas v'shalom sees keri on Yom Kippur, so a person is also b'tasha amita. It's one of the five inuyim. But here he had an oinus. He saw keri on Yom Kippur. So what should he do? Yoyrid v'tayvel. He's tayvel ul'er v'shafshif, and in the evening he cleans himself v'nei chatzitza. Right, the Gemara, if he's Tovel on Yom Kippur, what does it help with cleaning himself a chatzitza afterwards? La'er by the have. He already was Tovel. Too late. Ela'ima. Just take a very good shower before Yom Kippur. Therefore, if Chas V'Shalom, he has to go be tayvel, he'll be clean, he'll have no chatzitzis. So that's the halacha in the Gemara. Again, we spoke out that in the Shulchan Aruch we paskin that you don't lemaisa, we're not tayvel for keri. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman, Haroyi Keri B'Yom Kippurim, someone who sees keri on Yom Kippur, Avaynoyisav Melechim Loi, he has Mechilas Avaynus. He has Mechilas Avaynus. What's Pshat? Because Rashi says it's Simon Toiv. That Simon Toiv, if he sees Zera on Yom Kippur, it's a Simon that he's going to see a lot of children and have a long life. That's why it's a Avonis of Meichel. It looks like it's a Simon Bracha. Great thing. Amar of Atanya Avonis of Sudurim. It says in a Braisa that his Aver is all set up for him. Sounds like it's not a good thing. So Amar, my Sudurim, Sudurim li Machel. It's Mesudur to get forgiven. It is a good thing. Tono de Bei Rebbe Yishmal. Haroye Kerev Yom Kippurim, someone says Kerev Yom Kippurim, Yidak Kol HaShana Kula. He should be nervous the whole year. because it looks like Hashem was not Makabala's tainus. It was Makabala Yenuim. Hashem, even though you were trying to honor yourself, Hashem made the person full by him seeing Keri. So that alone is like Rashi says, if someone pours a cup for his master and he throws it back in his face. Here he's trying to fast and trying to do Yenuim, trying to abstain himself from Tashra Mita, and Hashem saw Keri. If he should be nervous the whole year. But if he goes through the year and he doesn't die that year, then it must be he's a tzaddik because his Maisim Toivim saved him. So Muftach Lo Shavein L'Abba, he says Muftach, he should be assured that he's going to have a very good Chelik Nerim L'Abba. Omer Nachma Yitzchak, Teida, why should he be nervous? And why should he be nervous? And why, if he finishes the year, it shows he's a tzaddik? What's the pshat? Teida, Shekol Olam Kulei Rav, Hu Shaveh. Everyone else on that Yom Kippur was hungry, and Hashem made sure he was full. So it must be he's a tzaddik. It must be the tzaddik. If he doesn't live through the year, it looks like Hashem threw it back in his face. If he lives through the year, if I cared, it looks like it's a siman tzaddik. And also Rav Dimi said that this that he saw Keriyam Kippurim is mafish chayei sagi amaski. He's going to have a long life and multiply with children and grandchildren and have like it's a siman for Zera and Arichas Yomim. That's a siman, like we said before. It's a very big, it could be a very good siman, could be a very bad siman, but there's a tzad that's a very good siman if he lives through the year. Hadun aloch yom kippurim, uslikul amasech tesuma, mazal tov.